Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Portugal aligns with the EU statement. We thank Italy, as chair of this humanitarian segment, for organizing this session in Geneva. This year, the theme of HAS reminds us how unprecedented global humanitarian needs are today. Food insecurity and climate change are two main factors adding to humanitarian needs. The increasing vulnerability of certain communities cannot just be explained by armed conflict or protracted crises. Extreme weather events are on the rise as a result of the climate emergency we are all facing. Recent examples in Mozambique or Pakistan showed us how natural disasters have an unequal impact in affected populations. Food insecurity and the risk of famine are also becoming one of the most pressing humanitarian needs globally. While often the main driver of food insecurity is armed conflict, climate change and its consequences, such as floods or droughts, are having a fast-growing and devastating impact in the availability of food. The answer of growing humanitarian needs should be to strengthen humanitarian assistance by scaling up prevention, response and resilience, and also by expanding partnerships at global, national and local levels. In the context of climate change, we must focus on disaster risk reduction to promote preventive measures as well as infrastructure and community resilience. Strengthening humanitarian assistance implies funding, and we must work towards closing the gap between the needs and the means. We must also give priority to the UN Central Emergency Response Fund as one of the fastest and most effective instruments for this purpose. But funding is not everything. That is why the humanitarian development peace nexus is key to ensure better coherence and coordination between the different actors. Finally, strengthening humanitarian assistance means intensifying our collective efforts to ensure respect for international humanitarian and human rights law. Humanitarian assistance is ineffective if it does not place human rights at its center. In the context of emergencies, protecting, respecting, and fulfilling human rights is fundamental to ensure long-term peace, stability, and development. Thank you very much.